Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swigger. I know I'm holding back the tears, too. I wish it was still weekend. All right, time to suck it up. We got to get back to work. Hey, we can do that tomorrow. This is kind of kickback for today. All right, yeah. It is the 16th of January, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, it seems Amazon's getting a little buddy-buddy with the Federal Communications Commission over there in the U.S. over the weekend. Now, why would Amazon be getting cuddly with the FCC? Well, it seems they have some mysterious experimental project that they want to start testing. Now, this mysterious experimental project has something to do with testing wireless communication technology. And they actually want to do this for the next 5 months. Other than that, we don't really know much more. It's pretty vague, this application of the FCC. It only mentions that it involves prototype equipment associated with software designed to support innovative communication capabilities and functionalities. Yeah, it's pretty vague. Now, we don't know if the FCC's granted it yet or not. We don't know really what their intentions are. If it's to spy on customers like you and I, they might say, oh, no, you're in the wrong place. You need to go over to the NSA. Yeah, they'll get you covered. Now, you might remember I've said the year 2017, it's all about AI, and it might be about this as well. Fake news. How many times have we heard that phrase, fake news, so far? We're not even 20 days into the new year yet. Well, like other news organizations, BBC, yes, the British Broadcasting Corporation, is ready to jump on board this too, saying it wants to take steps to tackle the problem, and the BBC is going to join the fight. Now, the BBC actually has a series known as Reality Check, and the plan is to actually expand this into a permanent feature. That will be, as you guessed it, to fact check stories that appear on Facebook and other social media. Now, no, they won't be doing this all by themselves. They'll be teaming up with Facebook, among many others, to help ensure internet users that they're not misled by fake news. Gamers out there, get ready for a new enhancement in Windows 10. And Windows 10 is about to get a high-performance mode called Game Mode. Microsoft has stated it will start spitting out this largely unknown Windows 10 Game Mode update as part of the Insider's Preview sometime this week. Now, Microsoft did shed some light on what this update will actually do. More or less, it's going to fine-tune your PC to speed up gaming performance. That was kind of a no-brainer, wasn't it? They say it should help both legacy Windows games like Win32 and even modern tiles like UWP, so you won't have to be picky about what you're playing to notice really a difference at all. Now, of course, we all know that being the fact that this focuses on gaming, that the Xbox and the Microsoft Windows 10 platform will be joining as one, that's when both platforms will receive the Xbox Live upgrades that you can connect to friends, social networks, you know, yada, yada, yada. However, though, it's not really known if that's going to be included in this update as of yet. And finally, we're back to scientists and researchers doing their studies and, you know, probably wasting a lot of taxpayer money, but who knows? This study has to do with NASA and going to Mars. Apparently, the scientists last week sat down at all their desks, you know, thinking, yeah, I think we probably got the technology to get to Mars, but can the humans actually take it to get their butt to Mars? Well, according to the U.S. National Academics of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, they're not so sure that we can be able to handle this, saying that the isolation might just be too much for us. In their little study, they thought, now, two of the most critical issues would be, of course, the radiation exposure. I would put that at number one myself, personally. And the psychological effects of confinement and isolation. They're saying being stuck on a spaceship traveling to Mars could take as much as 6 months to get there. And can you imagine basically sitting in one spot for 6 months? Scientists and researchers, of course, said there needs to be more research done, of course, to figure out what the long-term effects would be on the humans when going to Mars. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but maybe the scientists and researchers and everybody over at NASA, maybe they've been watching too much of The Martian lately, you think? Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website for the BTN Network. Get on over there, check out our podcast, check out our blog, and check out our review section while you're there, too. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. You can like our Facebook page at British Tech Network. But one thing you must do is hang out with our community in our Slack room. You can do that very easy by heading to BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back with your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, and sure hope to hell there's a lot more than there was today. But until then, if you're just waking up and you realize it's Monday, it's okay. Go back to sleep. If you're already up, try your best to have a great old day. We'll see you tomorrow, and thank you very much for listening.